In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. May I extend a warm welcome to everyone who joins with us in our celebration of the Eucharist here in St. Joseph's Church Mike, with the choir and pupils of St. Paul's High School Bessbrook, about 3 miles away. Our school was opened in 1966 with 17 teachers and 340 pupils. Today there are 1,500 students enrolled with over 150 staff. Our school motto is Radicati in Caritate, which means rooted in charity. Over the past 40 years, the school has aspired to living by this motto. Today we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Easter. In the Gospel today, Jesus challenges us to communicate with him for the times when we haven't made time for Jesus as we should. We ask for forgiveness. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those you are pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul got to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. They could not believe he was really a disciple. Barnabas, however, took charge of him, introduced him to the apostles, and explained how the Lord had appeared to Saul and spoken to him on his journey, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Saul now started to go round with them in Jerusalem, preaching fearlessly in the name of the Lord. But after he had spoken to the Hellenists and argued with them, they became determined to kill him. When the brothers knew, they took him to Caesarea and sent him off there to Tazarus. The churches throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria were now left in peace, building themselves up, living in the fear of the Lord, and filled with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. My children, our love is not to be just words or mere talk, but something real and active. Only by this can we be certain that we are the children of the truth and be able to quieten our conscience in his presence, whatever accusations it may raise against us. Because God is greater than our conscience, and he knows everything. My dear people, if we cannot be condemned by our conscience, we need not be afraid in God's presence, and whatever we ask him, we shall receive, because we keep his commandments and live the kind of life that he wants. His commandments are these: that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and that we love one another, as he told us to. Whoever keeps his commandments lives in God, and God lives in him. We know that he lives in us by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit he cuts away, and every branch that does bear fruit he prunes to make it bear even more. You are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me with me in him bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is an American Indian story about a young man who found an eagle's egg and put it into the nest of a prairie chicken. The eaglet hatched with the brood of prairie chickens and grew up with them. All its life, the misplaced eagle thought it was a prairie chicken and did only what the prairie chickens did. It scratched the dirt for seeds and insects to eat, and it flew no more than a few feet off the ground with a thrashing of wings like other prairie chickens. Years passed, and the unfortunate eagle grew very old. One day, it saw a magnificent bird high above in the cloudless sky. Hanging with graceful majesty on the powerful wind currents, it soared gracefully on its strong golden wings. "What a beautiful bird," said the unfortunate eagle to its neighbour. "That's an eagle, the chief of the birds," the neighbour replied. "But don't give it a second thought. You could never be like him." So the poor eagle never gave it a second thought, and it died thinking it was a prairie chicken. This frightening story underlies the importance of what we identify ourselves with. Human beings are like vine branches. We need a vine in which to graft and root ourselves. The vine into which we are grafted and rooted in turn conditions the way we see ourselves, the expectations we have of ourselves. In today's Gospel, Jesus describes himself as the true vine, and we are the branches feeding from the vine. We were grafted onto the vine, Jesus, on the day we were baptized. We draw the sap from Jesus to give us the energy to live Christian lives. We draw this sap from Jesus when we pray, when we gather every Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist, every time we receive the sacraments, every time we read the scriptures. Jesus said, "A branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine. Neither can you unless you remain in me. A branch which is connected to the vine bears fruit, grapes." Jesus asks us to bear fruit. He says in the Gospel, "Whoever remains in me, with me and him, bears much fruit. For cut off from me, you can do nothing." In our second reading, John also says we are to bear fruit, as he says, "Our love is not to be just words or mere talk, but something real and active. Only by this can we be certain that we are the children of the truth." Is our Christian love real and active? Something that inspires others, or is it just words and mere talk? In our first reading, Barnabas also bears fruit and shows a Christian love that is not just words or mere talk, but something real and active when the church in Jerusalem doubted the genuineness of Paul's conversion and Barnabas introduced Paul to them, assuring them of his conversion. Some years later, Barnabas would again introduce Paul to the church, this time in Antioch, from where Paul would begin his preaching journeys. We all know what a difference Paul made to the church, and it was Barnabas who prepared the way for Paul. So what a difference it makes to the whole church when we bear fruit and love with a Christian love that is real and active and not just words or mere talk. Jesus asks us to make our home in him so that we can bear fruit. Are we bearing fruit for the kingdom of God? Is our Christian love real and active, or just words and mere talk? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, through God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, and come to his name. He suffered death in his grave, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and was seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will be end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church.
I confess and ask the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. We are branches of Jesus, the true vine, aware of our great need of God, and that apart from him we can do nothing, we pray.
We pray for the leaders in the church, that they may follow the example of Paul and preach fearlessly in the name of the Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
We pray for those who have cut themselves off from others and for those whose lives have become fruitless because of abuse or addictions. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
We pray for all those who are preparing for examinations in the weeks ahead, that guided by the Holy Spirit, they may have full confidence in their ability. Lord, hear us.
Let us pray for the gift of prayer, that we may learn to praise God from our hearts and turn to him in our needs. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
That in our own lives we may come to enjoy the peace of the risen Lord, a peace which the world cannot give. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
We pray for vocations, that men and women who are filled with the Holy Spirit and with wisdom will answer God's call to follow the one who is the true vine. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Father, we place our needs before you. Increase our faith and make us ever more aware of your loving presence, through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, with praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice, have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the Lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Benedict, our Pope, Sean and Gerard, our bishops, all the clergy, all your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours forever and ever. Jesus taught us to call God our Father, so we have the courage to say, "Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil."
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory of this man forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Mass is now ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today's morning service came from St. Joseph's Church in Meath, and the celebrant and preacher was the school chaplain, Father Dermot Maloney. The director of music was Colin Murphy.